Well, Ryan, first of all, congratulations on your man of the match, but also congratulations on the big win.
Thank you very much, Tom. Thank you very much.
Well, it's a good feeling, I'm sure.
Yeah, oh, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. We knew what it was like to win in 2010, and we knew what it was like to lose in 2015, and we weren't going to let it slip today.
Yeah. Came out and played well in the first half, you know, and probably you got the goal at the right time.
Well, we came out, and it was a high loopy ball in, and thankfully I was able to keep my eye on it, and it went in, and we got lucky there, and we got that goal. But Red Hughes came back at a strong end in the second half, but we held on.
Yeah, just when it seemed that you were pulling away, you went five up, I think, and all of a sudden, I don't know where they were back to one.
Well, we talked about it on Thursday night. Red Hughes have these purple patches and they come out strong. They've got some super players there, Stephen McMerriman and Damian Brown. We know all these boys and we know that they have strong periods. And they came back at us strong today and brought us within a point and took us to the pin of our collars. But thankfully, Daniel was able to go down and get a point, and John Fullerton was able to intercept a ball down on the corner, and Matty got an important goal, and we were able to pull away.
Yeah, probably maybe a little disappointed that you weren't, that you found yourself in that situation, because you kicked a lot of wides, I suppose, as well, and squandered chances.
We've been doing that all year, and some big games in the league too, wides have hurt us, and some of our forwards would be a wee bit disappointed, but we always knew that there was plenty of heart in this team. There's plenty of experienced boys like Matty and Jared Kern and Willie Gillespie and Daniel, all have big game experience, and they were able to push us on at the end and we came out on top.
Yeah, Michael Lynch and Daniel gave you the platform of midfield and you hovered up and won a lot of ball at centre half forward.
Super, the experience them boys got this year, the under-21s, was unbelievable, and they brought that back in and were able to raise the performance of the whole team, and we're very lucky to have two such great players.
Yeah, and as I said, you got man of the match as well, so you're not a bad one either.
Well, I don't know, I owe somebody €20 somewhere for that, but very, very glad to get it.
Yeah, so obviously now looking forward to Ulster. I know you were maybe a little disappointed the last time.
Well, in 2010 when we won it, we were maybe overawed or maybe didn't have that focus going down. We were playing in Clonus and going out and seeing Niamh Colm Kill up on the scoreboard in Clonus. It was maybe a bit overawed, but we'll be ready this time, and we want to push on. We feel that we're a good intermediate club, and we want to push on and show everybody what we're capable of, and we want to represent this county at junior level.